Hey, it's Dablo here in the Radio Hut. My morning Radio Hut. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Appreciate that. A lot of places to trick or treat. A lot of things going on. We got Bloody Bar Golf coming up a week from Saturday. Of course, Zubu happening. And Richland County got their own trick-or-treating over at the Law Enforcement Center, by the way. And that's happening on October 23rd, and it's going to run from 4 till 7 p.m. over at the Law Enforcement Center. You can have goodies, crafts, and a whole lot more. If you got any questions, give them a call, 701-642-7735. And again, get that on your calendar, trick-or-treating for the kids on October 23rd from 4 until 7, going on at the Law Enforcement Center here in Wahpeton.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, it's Amanda at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. Brr. Old Man Winter is right around the corner. Beat him to the punch. Call me, Amanda, and schedule a time to have your heating fuels filled. We thank you for your business.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Hey, we're back here in the Radio Hut. Good morning. Thursday talk round continues. Always busy in here on a Thursday. Got some clouds right now. 54 degrees. Got to find out what's buzzing around out at that out at the Hive, that active place out there, Twin Town Villa in North Breckenridge. Talk with Mary Wolfgram this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. Well, it's fall. You know, moved on into it. And what's been happening? What's going on at Twin Town Villa? Catch us up.
Well, last week, like I stated, we ran out to Maplewood State Park and saw the leaves, stopped and had pie and coffee at a quaint little restaurant out there. And that came back. It was a beautiful ride, you know. Slowing things down a little. I know you laugh at that.
I do laugh at it.
But we don't get to go outside quite as often. We're putting away our patio furniture today, so that's always bad, you know. And so I was just upstairs helping somebody start the treadmill. She was going to walk on the treadmill since it's kind of misty outside this morning.
Right.
And so we have a little gym in our building, and so we're very proud of that. So, you know, not only do our residents walk through the halls, but we have, like, some exercise equipment for them to utilize. But we are gearing up for Halloween and looking for candy donations to help with, our residents to pass out candy. Thank you to all of you who have donated. We really, really appreciate that a lot. We don't have any availability at this time, Bill, but,
okay.
You know, I do foresee a few possibly opening. We do have some people that are on our wait list, but if that's something that you are thinking about, that is a possibility for you, you know, give us a jingle, get added to our wait list, and, you know, go from there.
Well, and we talked about this, Mary, we talked about it last year, too, and a lot of families getting together as the holidays roll around, too, and if they're discussing assisted living and, you know, for their folks or whoever it may be, yeah, it's a great time to give you a call just to get information, right? Or if people want to come out and get a tour and get on the waiting list?
Either or. And, you know, the one thing, it's not a huge commitment. Even if you, you know, mom or dad live out on the farm and with snow, you know, it's inevitable. It's going to snow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they could, our rooms are month to month. You know, you just give a 30-day notice to move out, you know, so they could just move in for the winter and move back out to the farm in the spring and summer, if that's something that works for them or works for the family. And so it's we try to be accommodating to what works. That mm-hmm. way they don't get, you know, because it gets so dark and lonely, you know, this time of year,
right.
you know, in our home.
Right.
So, and it's bright and sunny and warm here. There's always something going on. There's always people to talk to, people to eat with, you know, chit-chat with. And so you're never alone. That socialization is huge for not only the mind but the body, you know. And so, and it's, yeah, and this time of year it gets hard.
Never alone at Twin Town Villa. I love that slogan. Mary, listen, always great to talk with you. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll catch up next Thursday.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
That is Mary Wolfgram out of Twin Town Villa. Stop out, give them a call if you want some more information, and or stop out and take a tour. It's 923 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.